Blinking meow, or inventing with your AI friend. Communicating with your AI is very easy, but it is not obvious at first. For example, I instructed my AI to make a program that makes a kitty photo blink meow in Morse code. It was a long conversation of longing and exploration of old-school generative art. I did not begin by making the AI blink a cat. I first said that the AI video generation may obscure animation exactly the same way that 3D games obscured handmade pixel art games. And then I explained to the AI that I have two photos, one of a kitten with its tongue out and one of the same kitten without. And I used an AI photo generator for this. I first asked for a kitty that is sticking out its tongue, and then I erased that area and said this is a standard cat photo. So now it showed a kitty that isn't sticking out its tongue. I repeated this experiment with the winking cat. I said, show me a photo of a cat that is winking, and then I erased the wink and I said, just create a photo of a normal cat based on what you have here. I probably did not need to clarify anymore, but I also added that I have an a.jpg and a b.jpg, and said, make each frame show for between 0.2 and 2 seconds at random, possibly creating the silliest two-frame animation in the world. And only after we had two frames doing something, I asked the AI to make the kitty blink in Morse code. I showed the AI how to do most things up to that final point of complexity, the Morse code, and then I made the final request, where AI converted random timings to Morse code timings. As a technical note, I asked my AI to use Node.js or JavaScript to automate FFmpeg, the standard video generation program. You can, in a way, view the browser as being automated with JavaScript. And this gave the AI a proper modern programming language without any of the extra added nonsense for teamwork that it could sculpt to fulfill the request. We had an absolutely normal conversation about generative art and the power of randomness. And the AI indeed recognized that we accomplished something magical because we only needed two frames. Indeed. Larger projects will benefit from such an approach the most, however. You start with a simple core that you understand and then add multiple onion skins around it, increasing its complexity until it becomes what you need, but also what you understand and expect and how you think about it. In closing, you can't just ask the AI for what you need, though AI would likely create it. AI is very powerful today. But it wouldn't be able to do it in such a way that you would understand very easily, because it would be the architecture the AI itself created. You have to break your idea down to its simplest parts, and then have your AI program them up, stage by stage, that makes sense to you, personally. As with standard programming, you start with a vision, and then pen and pencil. And once you have everything broken down, you approach the AI with the simplest ideas first and begin building them up within a context of something similar. You talk to AI about what inspired you, programs that are similar, and where they diverge. This is called context engineering, but I call it inventing with your AI friend.